Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everybody, I hope you are all doing well. It has been so long since I've been here. I went back and checked, and I haven't published an episode since December 1st. So my December was a little bit crazy. It was pretty laid back and pretty chill, but my sister was home from Dubai, and she babysits my nephews when she's here because she doesn't get to see them too often. And so she was at my house on and off, and my kids were not doing school. So there was just a lot of downtime and hanging out, and it was nice. It was nice to just chill and not have to think about things and to spend time with my sister and my family, and it was good. But clearly I didn't get a lot of work done. So anyways, I am back. I hope you had some great holidays, great time with your family. I just hope everything went well. So with this being the new year, I know that everybody's talking about goals, and so I wanted to start my first podcast episodes of 2023 with an episode about goals. However, probably not the way you think, I actually hate goals. I hate setting goals, I hate vision boards, I hate all of it. I hate affirmations, I don't think that they are a good thing to do. I guess the reason that I don't like to set goals and I don't like affirmations and all those things is just because I feel like it just sets you up for failure. There's been so many years that I've set goals and I'm just adamant that this year is going to be different and I'm going to follow through on these goals, but they never make it off the paper. Like, I write them down or I do a vision board and, you know, they say write it all down in a place that you can see it every day. But seeing it does not spark any action. Like, you just keep thinking, oh, I got time, I have time. Or, you know, maybe you don't even think that. Maybe you just write them down and hope that somehow you're just going to magically end up accomplishing those goals. And so this year, I was working with one of my mentors, and she had made the comment in a training for us to, like, think about who we want to be in the future. So instead of setting a goal, you would, like, think about who you are in a year. And what does your day look like? What does your body look like? What do your relationships look like? And if you could have what you wanted in that situation, what would she do daily? So for instance, I will give you my examples. I've made it very clear on this podcast that I'm on a weight loss journey and that I want to lose between probably 80 and 100 pounds. And so when I think of myself less that much weight, like, what does her day look like? How often does she move her body? What does she eat every day? What kind of sleep does she get? What does she do to control stress? And then you would take all of those things and kind of reverse engineer them down to, what do I need to do today that she would do? So for instance, if she drank a gallon of water every day, I need to start drinking a gallon of water every day today. If she would move her body 5 days a week, I need to start moving my body 5 days a week. And so I've been calling those daily intentions. And so I would take all of those and write those down. And what that does is just let you focus on today. I've so many times in my weight loss journey, and this goes way beyond weight loss, but that's just kind of what's coming up right now. So many times on my weight loss journey, I've just gotten confused by all the noise that's out in the industry. You know, take out dairy, take out gluten, don't eat sugar, you know, do this workout, do that workout, do more cardio, don't do any cardio, weights is where it's at. There's just so much out there. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is something that you will do. Like, find something that you enjoy doing. And honestly, when it comes to weight loss, it's so much more simpler than it needs to be. Like, you don't need to do the low carb. You don't need to do keto. You don't need to do paleo. You don't need to, like, do Weight Watchers. You don't need to do all those hard things. I'm kind of going down a rabbit hole. But if you take those daily intentions of what you want to do and write them down and make them non-negotiable, that lets you just focus on today. So if I think about going back to the water, I want to drink a gallon of water every day. That's all I have to think about. That's not so hard to think about drinking a gallon of water today. Or for myself, I actually gave up sugar starting the beginning of the year. And I'm not like going crazy watching labels and stuff like that yet. I just gave it up like in the junk food and the extra sugars and not drinking my calories, that kind of thing. But if I write down every day that I'm not going to have sugar, it's so much easier for me to focus and say, today I'm not going to have sugar. I'm not worried about a birthday party in a week. I'm not worried about pool parties this summer or going camping this summer and having, you know, s'mores by the fire. Like, I'm not worried about all that. I'm just worried about today. And that makes it so much easier to not worry about what's going to happen and just kind of give up because you're like, I can't commit to this forever, so I might as well just give it up. So setting these daily intentions is really important for me. Also, for me, it's extremely important that I have a routine in the morning. That's one thing that I know for my weight loss journey, for my business, for my relationships. It's so important for me to have that time in the morning before anybody's up, when it's quiet. And for me, that looks like having devotions, doing prayer journaling. I read a faith-based book. And then I work out. And so when I don't have that kind of input, that, you know, good input that gets me back on the right track every single day, my days just look different. I don't accomplish as much. My attitude is different. My patience with my family is different. And so I know that that is something that I need in the morning. So that's another thing that I have incorporated in the morning. Another tip with these daily intentions is to keep them simple and to keep them doable. So like I had said, when we were talking about working out, you want to pick things that are not hard for you to do and you want to incorporate them very slowly. So maybe this week I'll focus on not eating sugar. And then when that becomes something that I don't really have to think about, maybe I'll incorporate drinking a gallon of water every day. And then when that becomes something I don't have to think about, then I can add in something else. And this is what I do with my clients, because I tend to find that when you decide to make a choice or make a change in your life, you just kind of want to run full on, you know, right into it and just accomplish everything at once. And that doesn't happen very often. And I know that for myself, it just sets me up for failure. And so even for myself, I have to remind myself to incorporate these changes a little bit at a time and to not just throw everything all together at once. And so that is another tip as far as your daily intentions that I would say is something really good to focus on and just make sure that it's just little things that you're changing and then add on that as time goes on. And then another thing is to set your daily intentions as something that doesn't cause you any drama. So if you are on a weight loss journey, but cutting out sugar causes you drama, don't do it. Because every morning you're just going to fight with yourself. And all day long, you're going to fight with yourself. Incorporate something that gives you a quick win, that's easy for you to do, you know, and to make a habit. Maybe drinking more water for you isn't that hard. Maybe you drink some water and you just want to double your water intake. So maybe you want to start with that because it doesn't cause your brain any drama. It's not something that is this big, huge change that's going to make your brain be like, whoa, wait, back up. This is too much. So you want to find those things for you that are just easy to incorporate and easy to get that win, and then just start stacking on those. One other thing that's really good about setting daily intentions instead of setting long-term goals is that you can adjust them. So back to the weight example. So if I lose weight faster than I anticipate, I can change what I'm doing every day to go along with that. Or maybe it's taking longer than I anticipated. So maybe instead of just not eating sugar, maybe I want to start looking at the labels of stuff I'm eating for hidden sugars and just kind of level up that way. So you can kind of see if you're moving in the direction of that best self that you kind of set up at the beginning. And if you're not moving in that direction as quickly as you like, or if you have different circumstances that pop up, it's so much easier to change what you're doing daily, because it can just be those little changes that doesn't totally throw you off track. Or if you fall off track for a day, it's not, you know, you fall off track on Tuesday and you're like, oh, forget it. I'm just going to do whatever I want until Monday and then I'll start over. You can do it every day. You're only worried about today. We're not worrying about tomorrow. And so that's the reason why I really don't like goals. I don't know that I've ever set goals at the beginning of a year and accomplished them. There was just never any like tactical steps that I could take to know that I was moving in the right direction. And you know, if I do all these things every day that I have, if I do my morning devotions, and if I follow my workout regimen, and I keep leveling up how I'm eating and how I'm fueling my body, if I keep doing all these things, even if I don't reach my weight loss goal by the end of the year, I'm going to be leaps and bounds ahead of where I am now. It's those little tiny things that you add in every day that add up to make such a difference. So I would just encourage you, instead of doing these goals and vision boards and affirmations where, you know, you're already saying, I'm thin and I'm rich, and your brain's like, yeah, okay. So you just kind of blow them off. I would just encourage you, instead of doing all those, to just set daily intentions. Just think of where you want your life to go, who you want to be, and how does she show up today? Or how does she show up? And then start doing those things today. There's a functional medicine doctor that I listen to his podcast quite often, and it's something that they say all the time is, if you want to be able to walk upstairs when you're 80, you need to start walking upstairs today. And so that's kind of along the same lines as what I'm talking about. You know, if you want to be this person in a year, then you need to start doing the things that that person would do today. And eventually that path will get you to where you want to go. So I am looking forward to being on here again regularly. Right now, my intentions are to set out a new podcast on Mondays and Thursdays. Also, I have changed some things in my Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group, and every week there's going to be different challenges and recipes and different foods and things like that. And then I'm also going live in there sharing mindset stuff, anything that the Lord is sharing me with me through my devotions. I'll be talking about marriage and talking about mindset and just a whole bunch of other things. So I believe that to be totally well, you know, it's body, mind, soul, and spirit. And so we're going to be talking about all those things. The link to that Facebook group is in the show notes. And also, if you wanted to talk to me about coaching, or if you had any questions about that, I would love to talk to you. And also, you can contact me through the link in the show notes. So I will see you guys again soon. I hope you had a great holiday season, like I said, and I hope your 2023 is off to a great start. I will talk to you guys again soon. Bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.